Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Walk toward the source, spitting at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus, and a beaver dance with fate.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's Nexus. That song is called Nexus. It's the first one on the Innocent Age album. Double album. It's been around a long time. I encourage you to find it. It's, I promise you, you'll thank me later. It's a beautiful album. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. David Rodriguez is our guest, our new friend. But not for long. We're going to get him back again. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's Global Chief of the Human Resources for Marriott. He's the C-suite guy for HR at Marriott, 129 countries, 7,000 properties, 700,000 people who are leveraging the culture of the company. And as I mentioned earlier in the little story I told, my experience is the culture is pretty darn good. You know, one of the things, David, and by the way, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I have noticed about big companies, that when I talk to CEOs of big companies, the challenge they have is whenever, whether it's the culture or a new initiative or whatever, the challenge they have is get whatever emanates from the top that's important for the company to get all the way out to the last mile employee, the one all the way at the end of the chain, in as undiluted a form as possible. That's a real issue. How do you guys deal with that?
Well, you know, our business, we have 7,000 hotels. Each of them has a GM. And frankly, that GM is, for all intents and purposes, the CEO of Marriott at that local location. And so we spend a lot of time making sure that they're the right leader in the right place, because they really are the face of our company and of our company culture. And, you know, and what we teach here is to keep it simple. You know, 1927, when the company started, Alice Marriott, who was the co-founder with her husband, Bill Marriott, she nailed to the wall of one of their first restaurants a sign. It simply said, take care of the employees, they'll take care of the customers, and the customers will come back again mm-hmm. and again. They kept it really simple. And so, you know, what do we look for? You know, we look for, if you go to one of our hotels, chances are, if you speak to one of our employees, one of our associates, they're going to talk about their hotel. And I think that's one of the most important things for a business owner to look for. You want your employees to feel like it's their business, that they care about it, that they're almost like part of their extended family. And again, when
it's part,
that happens,
David, is part of that attitude the fact that someone has given them some authority to make a decision on behalf of the company within their sphere? In other words, if a customer is unhappy, they have a certain latitude to correct that for the problem for the customer on their own, make the customer happy right away before it gets out of hand. Is that part of that feeling?
Yeah, that is. And, you know, that's a part of training. So they know, you know, they can recognize situations that they should immediately address and others that perhaps may need to be escalated because they're more complex. But, yeah, empowering them, trusting them, having them feel like they're able to handle those situations. Again, that, if you think about it, it immediately affects the customer in that moment. And, in fact, we have seen in our studies that in hotels where, you know, problems always happen during travel, but the secret is how quickly do they get resolved? And if mm-hmm. your employees are equipped and trusted to solve those problems on the spot, our customers tell us in our surveys that makes a big difference in how they feel about their stay at the hotel.
See, one of the things I think we're talking about here, and to me this is a big part of culture, and that's ownership. You know, I tell my employees when they come to work for me, I tell them, all right, this is your job. This is where you do your work, and you own this. This belongs to you. And to the degree that you need me to give you something to do your job, at that moment, I work for you. If you need me to give you something and you don't have it, I work for you. and because you're going to be responsible for this. You own this. I think ownership is a huge part of success in an organization. What do you think?
Now, clearly, best leadership is clearly leaders who see their role as helping to support the people who are actually taking care of the customers. And frankly, that's been the philosophy at Marriott from the start. Take care of the employees, make sure they have the support they need to do a great job. And frankly, employees really appreciate that. They feel part of the business. They come to see the business as their business. And there's no better winning formula for a business.
Right. Exactly. So, but if you're going to give people, if you're going to let them assume ownership, you have to give them not just the responsibility, but the authority to do something. You've got to, don't you have to identify some level of latitude, and you say, okay, you know, for example, if it's one of your managers, all right, you can spend $1,000 to keep a customer happy. You can spend $100, or if it's a waiter, you know, you can give away a dessert or something to make a customer happy. What do you think?
That's absolutely right, and that's where training becomes very, very key. So they really understand, you know, what are the situations that they can resolve on the spot, because speed is of the essence with customers. And so, yeah, training, empowering and training people so they're confident on how to handle those situations is very key in a service environment.
And redemption, too, right? I mean, if they make a mistake, they have, isn't that part of the culture? If they make a mistake, they know you're not going to fire them, but you're going to say, okay, what did we learn? What do you think?
Yeah, if you have a culture where people are scared to make a mistake, I can almost guarantee you're going to have a dying business, because nobody's going to propose new ideas, right? They're going to be concerned about how it's going to be viewed. People will stop spouting ideas, and the business will decline. And particularly these days, you know how fast things change. Your business has to continue to change. So, yeah, if you need an environment where people feel it's safe, and in fact, it's welcome.
Stand by, David. Dr. David Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.